Cape Talk.
Food. We continue the food show with a new cookbook, and it's a cookbook I am delighted to have in my hands this afternoon because I actually feel like my guest in studio is someone I know, because in effect she spent a lot of time in my kitchen. Well, at least her first book has. That was called All Sorts of Salads, and it contains some of my notable highlights, a sesame chicken salad to die for, as well as a really good Cajun chicken salad and many others. Chantal Descaros, I'm so delighted that you have a new one out, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for the sake of those who want to know what we're talking about, the new book is called All Sorts of Healthy Dishes, The Mediterranean Way. It's published by Strake Lifestyle. It is retailing in stores now at around about 230 Rand a copy, and it contains 96 recipes inspired by Chantal's travels in the Mediterranean, from France and Greece to Italy, Morocco, Spain and Turkey. If you would like to ask a question, please feel free to call in on 021-446-0567, or you can send an SMS to 31567. You can also leave a voice note question on 072-567-1567. Chantal, I know your background is in business and as a regular entertainer rather than as a professional chef. What made you decide to go into writing cookbooks in the first place?
I kind of stumbled onto it. I renovated my kitchen and discovered something really exciting. I found cooking actually a wonderful way of expressing my creativity. And when I sold my business, which was making uniforms for hotels all over the world, I needed something else to do. Mm. And because we always traveled a lot and we were up in the bush, that I always had to come up with salads and salad ideas, because after day three, your lettuce starts to wilt and it looks terrible. So I had to come up with different ideas. And I'd been coming up with salads for years. And my husband actually said, well, you know, you're a bit bored. Why don't you do something different and put all your salads together and bring out a cookbook? And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose. And that's what I did. And sort of 2 years later, or 3 years later, we've got two cookbooks going.
Fantastic. And as I said, All Sorts of Salad is packed with really, really great, great recipes that I love, because they are quick and easy to make. They're the kind of full meal you can turn around in half an hour's cooking or less, which is an absolute godsend in the middle of a busy work week.
Exactly.
I know you've also always had an interest in health and nutrition, and I believe you're actually a Pilates instructor as well.
Yes.
So I'm interested in the health aspect of this dish. I mean, this book, this new one, All Sorts of Healthy Dishes, The Mediterranean Way. I read somewhere that one thing you noticed was when you came home from traveling in the Mediterranean, you always felt better. And
correct.
Do you draw the link to what you were eating while you were there?
Definitely. It was also interesting that I would come back and I hadn't put on any weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
it's almost impossible when
exactly.
you travel.
You come back and you've put on those 5 kilos and it takes you 5 months to lose it. But every time I came back from my travels there, I would feel amazing and I hadn't put on a huge amount of weight, or sometimes I'd even lost weight. And that's not because I wasn't enjoying the glasses of wine or eating all the wonderful foods and fresh produce. And that's why I really thought this is the way of eating, and it's a healthy way. It's been tried and tested. There's so much scientific data on this diet, and it's actually not a diet. It's a way of life. And I know with things like banting, and people will shout me down for saying things like that, but I find this a far healthier, easier way of eating. I think banting has been quite difficult to follow, quite expensive to follow. And I just feel that the Mediterranean way is a much easier way for us as South Africans to eat.
Okay. Now let's talk a bit about what you mean by the Mediterranean way. For one, it's not heavy on the red meat, which is going to be a big swallow for some South Africans.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I say in the introduction to my book. I think the hardest thing for us as South Africans is trying to cut down on the red meat. So in my book, I haven't excluded it, because we have to be realistic and say this is a meat-eating country. But I've tried to present red meat in a way that is as healthy as possible, and also giving you a lot more vegetables and side dishes to eat alongside the red meat, so you're not feeling like you're being deprived.
Now, if they're not eating a lot of red meat in the Mediterranean, they are eating a lot of seafood, and they also eat quite a bit of white meat in the form of chicken.
Correct.
But they also really do make vegetables the hero of the dish, and they're not afraid to make vegetable the protein, or a pulse or a grain the protein in the dish.
Exactly, and that's why what I've actually emphasized in the book quite a lot. Also, with your main courses, I've tried to stipulate or give suggestions on a variety of vegetable dishes to actually serve with the food. Because often I find, you know, you look in a recipe book and they give you a wonderful recipe on a chicken dish, and then you go, well, I don't really know what to serve with this. So I've tried to present a complete meal, and that's why I've said it's all sorts of healthy dishes.
I should actually note at the end of the book there is a meal plan that gives ideas also on how to combine the different pork courses and recipes.
Correct.
In the book. Now we're going to chat to you about some of the specific recipes in the book and some of the particular ingredients, but just to repeat that, if you've got a question for Chantal, please, you can call us on 021-446-0567. Before we move on to the recipes and the food itself, I think as much of the health of the Mediterranean way of eating is the way they physically share the meal, let alone what it is they're eating. Is that something you've noticed? They seem to eat at leisure better than we do. There's not the sense of meals being rushed.
Correct.
And gobbled down at pace just to get some nutrition in. There really is still a sense of the meal as the place where the family comes together.
Exactly. And I think that's such a wonderful element that as humans, we need to emphasize, you know, sitting in front of the TV, wolfing down your food, you're going to eat a lot more than you normally would. I think as families, it's the perfect place to sit together, talk about the day, discuss matters. And it's really a beautiful time to be together and enjoy the meal and enjoy each other. And it's been proven that that's actually a way of reducing stress. So again, the Mediterranean diet is a lot about reducing stress, about sharing meals, and about eating healthily.
It's also a lot about olive oil. Talk to us about the importance of olive oil in this diet.
It's the predominant fat that you use, no butters and things like that. And it is an incredibly healthy fat to use, and it has so many health qualities to it.
Okay, so you use it both as a dressing and as a vehicle for cooking food in?
Yes, I do. I mean, obviously, you've got to be careful with olive oil that, you know, at high temperatures, it does become like a sunflower oil. But gentle sauteing and things like that, it's perfect.
Okay. Somebody heard you mention the red wine and said, I'm glad you mentioned the red wine, because it is quite crucial in the Mediterranean diet. What's your view on the role of red wine?
I do advocate it, although, of course, obviously in moderation, because anything in excess is bad for you. But there's certainly antioxidants in red wine that's anti-inflammatory, and it's actually very good to aid digestion. So having it with a meal is the perfect way to have red wine.
Okay, there we go. You heard it from the cookbook author herself. You have permission. Okay, Ken heard you mentioning the banting, saying, I take it that means you cook with carbs. But how heavy on the carbs is this book?
It's still very low on carbs. I think that's what's important. I think any high-carb diet is going to be unhealthy, especially the more processed carbs. But again, I think the Mediterranean diet is more about moderation. Things like potatoes, baked potatoes, eat the skins. All the nutrients are actually in the skins. Your brown rice is also very good for you to eat. So it's not banning carbs completely.
Okay. Now, I wanted to tell you, we've got two recipes which Chantal has very graciously allowed us to share with you on our social media platforms today. And the first one is a starter item. When we say starter, it goes by different names depending on which part of the Mediterranean
exactly.
You're in, whether you're talking tapas-style portions in Spain, hors d'oeuvres in France, the Mezze in Greece. What am I missing? A couple of other names according to which country you're in. But the similar theme being the little light nibble that you're either having as an appetite sort of wetter at the start of the meal or as a really light portion on the side. You've shared with us a recipe for stuffed tomatoes that has the most glorious sounding filling, including pine nuts and cinnamon and mint and some yogurt and mushrooms and raisins. And then quite substantially, the bulk comes from bulgur wheat, which is something that I think South Africans, some people are familiar with it and use it, but it's not our most common kind of grain to use here. Is it easy to find here?
Yes, it is. Okay. You'll be surprised. But just because we don't know, it doesn't mean it's actually not out there. So you just have to sort of scan around a bit and you will find it. If for some reason you don't find it, then with that recipe, you can easily substitute brown rice. But I was just trying to present different ways and different things for us to eat, because I think we get so bored with the same things and we get stuck in a rut. And that's kind of what my books are all about, is just, you know, inspiring you to try something slightly different. But it's all ingredients that are easy to find.
I wanted to speak to you about ingredients and substitution. Don't let me forget that. But the second recipe I want to mention is the fez chicken with honey, which I assume is a Moroccan style dish.
That
okay.
is, yeah.
Also, again, cinnamon, tomato, turmeric and ginger, honey and raisins and almonds with beautiful chicken thighs. A very quick and easy dish that looks like a lovely, simple meal for a supper, but could also be very elegant for a dinner party.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's lovely.
Now, my question around the ingredients was, how much have you had to adapt these recipes? Because how they're cooked in the Mediterranean versus how you present them here in the book, have you had to adjust for availability of ingredients, or is pretty much everything available here?
Most of the ingredients are available. I think on the fish side, we have slightly different fish to what's available in the Mediterranean. But if they're looking for a firm white fish, then we've got that, as in cabillaud, king clip. Just bearing in mind, we've got to be sassy friendly.
Exactly. Yeah.
But a lot of the ingredients are easily available. So that's why it's so easy to follow this way of eating.
Okay. It is actually quite an affordable way of eating as well, because of that bulking out with the pulses and the lentils and,
exactly.
and the grains, etc., over the actual processed the actual protein. Sorry. The other thing I know you're big on is reducing salt, because we know that too much salt has very serious health consequences. How do you find other ways to get the most flavor out of food if you're not using too much salt?
I think the best way is to use herbs. Herbs and spices are fantastic. They can create such amazing dishes. So it just, even in the fez chicken and things like that, turmeric is wonderful. It gives you the color. It's antioxidants. It's anti-inflammatory. So a lot of the herbs give you a fantastic health benefits, so much better than using salt.
And you can even get fresh turmeric here now, I've noticed, of late, which is a big step forward. An SMS asking very simply, yes or no to degorging brinjals. What's your view? I know you don't like the salt, so what do you do about the bitter brinjals?
It's quite interesting, because there's actually a little feature about that in the book.
Okay.
Because nowadays, the brinjals that are being grown don't have as many of those brown little seeds in them. Mm-hmm. And the seeds are the things that are actually making the brinjal bitter. So the newer varieties actually don't need that.
Okay. And then, all right, a WhatsApp saying, who is talking now? I want this book. Let me repeat the details with the greatest of pleasure. The book is called All Sorts of Healthy Dishes, The Mediterranean Way. And the voice you're hearing belongs to the author Chantal Lascaris. It's her second cookbook. The first one, All Sorts of Salads. Is that still available in
stores?
Yes,
it is.
Because it comes with my personal stamp of approval and recommendation. It's an absolute lifesaver in our house. I hope you'll look for the new book as well. As I mentioned at the start, it's published by Straight Lifestyle, and it is in stores now, retailing at around about 230 rand a copy. I can't wait to dive into the Mediterranean version. Chantal, thanks so much for joining us today to share it with us.
And thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Chantal Lascaris, the author of All Sorts of Healthy Dishes, The Mediterranean Way.